One, two, again, maybe I'm a little too loud through the monitors or something. Boy, this. You hear that? Okay. Well, can't call that too loud. Okay. Well, now. Boom, 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 boom. Well, that's pretty good, I guess. Last time for. For catastrophe. That was time for this. Jonathan, I'm feeling bad. Yeah, I know. You have no words of sympathy for me. I know. At least I'm not saying stuff that isn't true. At least I'm not trying to tell you to forget her. We're in D minor. At least I'm not trying to tell you to cheer up. Jonathan, I feel like dying. Yeah, I know. Why aren't you gonna say anything to help me? I can't think of anything. But at least I won't say any bad stuff. Like, forget about it and concentrate on anything else. I won't tell you stuff like that. Jonathan, have you been there? Yeah, I've been there. I know what it feels like to feel that bad. That's all you can tell me. Yeah. Jonathan, I feel so empty. I feel like I got nothing inside. Yeah, I know that feeling. I won't try and tell you to snap out of it. Other people would tell you, I'll go have a drink. I wouldn't tell you that. Those people are dead inside. Those who don't want to feel pain are dead inside, I say. They will never fall in love. Those who can fall in love won't feel sorry for you. They've probably been there too. And they would think you're a fool if you try and get rid of that pain. My other friends tell me to forget her, Jonathan. What do you think? Well, listen to them if you want. But I don't like their whole style. But she may never come back to me, so what? You want to be a liar to yourself? I suppose I'm miserable for the rest of my life. Well, this way you might not be officially miserable, you'll just be dead inside. You'll just look happy. But you'll know. Thank you.